Food banks on Long Island are benefiting from the trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Dalvin Abawaji explains.
Millions of pounds of food are ending up in food banks like Long Island Cares because of the bailout the Trump administration gave to farmers after tariffs were placed by China on their products. They can't sell it, so they donate it. Paul Pachter is the CEO of Long Island Cares. He says they have received an additional 2.5 million pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables, and new additions like pork and other meats, on top of the 3.5 million pounds of food they already take in annually. The new stock has already been distributed to the nearly 400 sites the food bank delivers to.
The response from our member agencies that are benefiting from the commodity program has been very positive. You know, we're getting full truckloads, which are about 11 pallets of fresh produce coming in on a weekly basis.
Pachter predicts the yield could potentially grow once the administration sends out the second bailout later in October that will carry over into next year. Dalvin Abawaji, WSHU News.